time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, June 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you can, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. A little field report coming up at the bottom of this half hour at 9:30, former gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke, who was snubbed on Saturday at the PAC event that took place in Mackinac City. One of the things that I want to talk about with him is basically the election for governor next year in 2026. One of the things that was pretty interesting, the event was put together by a newly formed PAC that started back in April, just a couple of months ago, put this event together, big turnout, big crowd, a lot of elected officials. Congressman Jack Bergman was there, Congressman Bill Huizenga, who doesn't even live or serve the first district, state representatives from all across the state of Michigan, former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, and many others showed up for this event. Give them credit, well promoted, sold out event, but there was some things going on internally within the Sheboygan County Republican Party, the 1st Congressional District, the state party even. Jim Runstead, the new chair of the Republican Party, was misinformed initially that this was an event for the Sheboygan County Republican Party and agreed to come and participate. But when he was found out, when he found out that this was actually going to benefit a PAC, it was not a sanctioned Republican event, he decided not to show up. Many others didn't show up. John James, announced candidate for governor. Mike Rogers, U.S. Senate candidate, when he found out that this was not a sanctioned Republican event, he chose not to come. So we're going to have a conversation with Kevin Rinke at the bottom of the hour and get his take on it and get his perspective and his views and basically have a conversation with him. Now, I did speak with Kyle Malin of MERS News Service on his way home Sunday. He spent the night at family and then headed back home, and we talked for almost an hour, and I got some insight, some perspectives from him that I'm going to share with you in the next segment. Kind of interesting. Of course, Kyle isn't a Republican, claims not to be a Democrat, tries to be fair and balanced, just report the news, be a journalist. That's his mission. That's his goal in life, the way he prefers to operate. Well, this PAC reached out to him and asked him to be the MC of the event, basically the moderator. And having known the previous disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County, who is leading this PAC, advising, consulting, strategizing with them, he agreed to come up and moderate. So we'll get into the conversation about what Kyle thought, and Kevin Rinke will be on with us at 9:30 to have a conversation with him about it as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Monday. Giving a little field report of information that people had contacted me after this event on Saturday from this newly formed PAC that came together to put together a large event in Sheboygan County. It's kind of interesting. because one of the things that I was looking at was the fact that this was not the Sheboygan County Republican Party. This wasn't part of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. Had really no affiliation with the Michigan Republican Party whatsoever. But they were able to invite state representatives, state senators, former and current, along with Congressman Jack Bergman and Congressman Bill Huizenga. In talking with Kyle Malin, he said that he was very much looking forward to hearing what Bill Huizenga had to say because he fully expected an announcement, a run for the U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers. Well, when Huizenga got up to spoke, he didn't make any announcement. He did not say he was a declared candidate for the U.S. Senate, but he was considering it. And that they were still getting feedback from people and seeing what they thought. Well, one of the candidates that they reached out to, invited, was John James, congressman currently right now in Washington, D.C., announced earlier this year that he was going to run for governor. Well, in talking with Kyle, found out a little bit of the background behind that decision. For one, John James is married and has a very young family. Kyle thinks it was three young boys. Under the age of 12, three boys. He misses them. He wants to be involved in his boys' lives. He wants to go to their baseball games, their soccer games, the basketball games, whatever. And really isn't enjoying his time in Washington, D.C. Simply away from his family too much. So with him being an announced candidate for governor, you would think that he would have attended this event. But he chose not to. And Kyle thought that perhaps because it wasn't a sanctioned Republican event was maybe the reason he didn't attend the event. One of the other people that were there running for governor, actually two, Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, and Mike Cox, the former Attorney General. Both of them chose to attend this event, even though they found out, I know for a fact, a couple of people reached out and contacted them, telling them it wasn't a Republican-sanctioned event, but felt that they were somewhat committed to attending because their names were on the invitation, was on the flyer. Well, Kyle felt that the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, really was not on top of his game. You would think by now, being an announced candidate for a few months, that he'd have his stump speech down. Well, Kyle said that he put out a couple of main bullet points to his campaign that he expected large applause for, and it fell flat on the room. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what he was talking about, but evidently the crowd wasn't that impressed. Well, that kind of knocked him off his game a little bit. He came back with his second bullet point, and that seemed to fall flat as well. So basically, not really received that well is what Kyle's impression was. But that was kind of interesting. Because Eric, I've seen him on the Senate floor on Senate TV. He's pretty passionate. He's pretty on topic. He usually has his talking points down. But Kyle felt that it appeared that he hadn't gotten his stump speech rehearsed and really did not deliver that well. And I said, well, what was your impression of Mike Cox when he got up to speak? And he said, you know, kind of been there, done that, was kind of Kyle's impression takeaway. He ran for governor back in 2010 and lost to Rick Snyder. And has been basically persona non grata all these years. Not really active in the party, not active in the Republican Party politics, never attending, never seeing them at state conventions, felt that, they got to find somebody else. Well, one of those people that had been reached out to by this group, by this PAC, had invited him to come and speak and had him listed on their promotional flyer. Well, at the last minute, reached out to him and said, well, sorry, since you're not technically an announced candidate just yet, we don't feel it's right that you would be allowed to speak. And oh, by the way, we're not going to comp your ticket either. If you want to come to this event, it's going to cost you $100. But we'll mention you from the podium. We'll mention your name to the folks. You can stand up and wave to everybody. Well, needless to say, after making plans to attend the event, drive all the way up from the southeastern Michigan area, needless to say, Kevin Rinke was a little offended. And he put out a post that he tagged me on social media, on Twitter, my ex account. And it was kind of interesting because him and I have talked a couple of times, actually, about if and when he does decide to run for governor this year, heading into next year's election, that he would come on the show and talk about it. Well, this is the post that he put on Twitter X account. Kevin Rinke's at Kevin Rinke on Twitter X. I was scheduled to speak tonight in Mackinac City at the Republican event until Mike Cox and Eric Nesbitt threw a fit. They complained that I haven't officially announced and said it's not fair for me to be able to take the stage. Really? Grow up, Mike. Grow up, Eric. Michigan doesn't need endless campaigns that drag on for over a year. We need real leaders who can deliver results. Apparently, you two think you can wear the people of Michigan down with politics as usual and backroom games. Backroom games. Excuse me. Well, it's not going to happen, boys. The people are awake. They're paying attention. And they're done with the insiders protecting their turf. It's time for courage, not complaints. Well, it's gotten over 8,000 views, 309 likes, 53 reposts. It was really interesting because he confirmed, after I told him that this was not a Republican-sanctioned event, it was not benefiting a county party or state party. They may be Republicans attending the event, including our elected officials, but it was not benefiting a local party or even the first congressional district or even the state party. Well, he verified that with a few different sources and called me back and said, Randy, they invited me to come and speak. So I'm on the flyer. I'm going to go. I said, okay, I understand. But then last minute, I guess just a day or so before the event, either Thursday or Friday, we'll get clarification from Kevin on that. They called him and told him, sorry, we're uninviting you, and if you want to attend, you got to pay $100 to attend the event. Well, needless to say, ticked Kevin off, and he contacted me and said, I'd like to come on your show and talk about it. I said, okay, so we're going to have him on 9:30 to 9:48 in the next half hour. But he also mentioned that he is going to have lunch today with Tudor Dixon, the former candidate of the Republican Party that ran against Gretchen Whitmer for governor back in 22. And to find out basically, hopefully, where her head is at as far as running for governor again next year, or whether she's going to run for U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers. So we'll have a conversation with him about that as well. So, pretty interesting weekend. got a lot of things done outside, slowly but surely chipping away at the honey-do list. Was able to get outside and enjoy some fresh air. Kind of strained my back a little bit, but we're taking care of it. I put some intense relief rub on it last night and fell asleep. But we are definitely excited about the very first summer event that's coming up. It's not this Friday, the 13th. It's next Friday, the 20th, is the first annual golf outing for the Iron Pig South location. It's going to be at the Ridge Golf Course from noon to 5. And then right after the golf outing, we're going to go across the street to the new South location and have a little VIP reception with the folks that will be performing on Saturday at the Risk It Fest. Again, a week from this Saturday, June 21st, it's going to start at noon and go until about 11 o'clock after the fireworks, and we're excited. So if you'd like to join us at the golf outing, I'll be broadcasting from the South location next Friday. Excuse me, not this coming Friday, the week after. Man, it's coming back so quickly. Friday the 20th, I'll be broadcasting from the South location, doing the show, and then as soon as we get off the mic, we'll be playing golf. Got a nice little foursome, excited to golf with these guys. And then Saturday, Vicky and I will be attending the event, the Risk It Festival, that is going to be at the South location this year. It's not going to be at the downtown location there at the City County Pavilion. It's going to be out at the new location on Old 27, 4029 Old 27. You get there simply off of I-75, exit 279. You head south about a mile, and it's right across the street from Otsego Lake. So we're excited. Would love to see you guys come party with us. Tickets are available. You can go to riskitfest.com. If you would like that link, text it to your phone. All you got to do is click on it. Just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link. You can get your tickets either for the golf outing and the festival on Saturday. Lots of entertainment, food, lots of games for the kids, things to do. It's going to be great. So we're looking forward to it. Hope you guys can come and be a part of it. So again, text me 231-360-5140. Text me FEST and I'll send you the link and you can get your tickets online. Now, one of the other things that I do want you to mark your calendar for is the sixth annual Saturday event in July. It's going to be the third Saturday, July 19th, in Central Lake, Michigan. Antrim County Conservative Union's sixth annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Rob Curtis of the Trump Unity Bridge is coming with all his Trump gear. We're going to have music. We're going to have great pulled pork dinner by Ian Murphy. He's smoking the pork again for us this year. We're going to have the gun ranges open. But most importantly, we really want to focus on the kids. 12 and under are free. Bring them out to the range. They'll get some firearm training, be able to shoot a handgun, 22, as well as a rifle, and then be put into a drawing for a brand new long rifle Winchester from Palmer Farms in Onaway. So we're excited. We'll be talking about that again Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. Kevin Rinke coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.